Pasuk describes this wrestling match between Yaakov Avinu and the Sar Shel Esav. Something very uncharacteristic like of Yaakov to be in a match, in a wrestling, in a physical battle. But the Pasuk describes how Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, he was left by himself. And Chazal tells us that he was left by himself because he was retrieving Pachim Ketanim. He had left some small jugs behind. He didn't want to bring his entire family back, so he went on his own, Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, to retrieve the Pachim Ketanim. And the Sfarim tell us that the Pachim Ketanim is a remez to the Pach Shel Shemen, the Pach Shel Shemen of Chanukah that Chashmonaim found. And Chazal tells further that when the Malach realized it, he couldn't defeat Yaakov Avinu. Vayar ki lo yachalo, he wasn't able to overcome him. Vayiga bekaf yirecho, and he had injured his kaf yirecho, his thigh. And that was a reference that in the future, the kaf is going to turn to a pach shel shemen, the same letters of kaf, chaf and a pei, switch to a pei and a chaf, they switch the order. And the yirecho, his thigh, is a reference to the yarech of the menorah, the bottom part of the menorah. So we see that Chanukah is embedded in these psukim, this fight between Yaakov and Esav. We have to understand what the remez is. We have to understand what the switching of the pach and the kaf is. What Yaakov is busy doing, wrestling with the Sar Shel Esav, something that Yaakov wasn't capable of doing. He wasn't a physical individual. He wasn't a warrior like Esav. So if we take a look back at the brachos of Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov disguised as Esav because his mother Rivka put on the big day Esav, the hairy clothing. And Yaakov was so scared that his father might find out. And Yitzchak begins to notice something is funny. He touched him, he felt his arms, and he says, "Akol kol Yaakov, v'yadayim miday Esav." And Yaakov had the voice of Kol Kol Yaakov, but his hands, his arms, his Yadayim were like Yidei Esav. And Yitzchak said that since the Yadav is Kidei Esav, he gave him a bracha. And the way this is understood is that the way Yaakov fights is very different than the way Esav fought. Yaakov fights with Kol Kol Yaakov, with a voice, with the Torah and the Tefillah. And Esav fights with Hayadayim de Esav, with hands, physically. Could you imagine Yitzchak, or rather Yaakov Avinu, wearing the clothing, the coat, the jacket of Esav? How uncomfortable he felt, this beged of a Gashmi, this clothing of a hunter, of a warrior. A few years ago, my parents moved from one house to another house in Teaneck. And as my mother was cleaning out the house, she had asked me to go through my stuff. And I went through my drawers and I found some old jerseys from Frisch in basketball and in hockey. So I wanted to try them on. And as I placed my basketball jersey over my head, the entire jersey split in half. It didn't fit me anymore. So I got rid of all the jerseys and the shorts. The shirt certainly didn't fit me. But I wanted to hold on to one thing. I wanted to hold on to that chashuv, that varsity jacket, that basketball varsity jacket. The chashivas of being on the Frisch basketball team, varsity basketball team. That's what I wanted to hold on to. I wouldn't be found caught dead in that jacket now walking into my shul. And the chashivas of that jacket represented being a Frisch Cougar. Could you imagine Yaakov Avinu wearing a Frisch Cougar jacket? See, he was very uncomfortable. It wasn't his own skin. It wasn't who he was. But the psukim are telling us that in order to receive a bracha, you have to have Yadayim Midei Esav. You need to be in that world of Gashmi to be right for the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu. Gemara tells us that Beis Eli, the family of Eli from the Nevi'im, was cursed. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that both Rabbah and Abaye came from Beis Eli. And Beis Eli's family was cursed to not live a long life. And Rabbah, who was engrossed in Torah, lived for 40 years. But Abaye, who was engrossed in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, lived for 60 years. So Tshu Bracha, Tshu Arichas Yamim, comes about from not only Torah, not only Kol HaKol Kol Yaakov, but even Yadayim Yedei Esav, even through involved in Chesed. Yes, Yadayim Yedei Esav, he wasn't doing Chesed, but he was in the world of the physical, in the world of Gashmi. Yaakov at the time, when he was growing up, was Kol Kol Yaakov. He was involved in learning and davening all day. But as he was about to leave Eretz Yisrael, he was going to go to a place where there is no Kedusha anymore, a place that's void of any Yiddishkeit. He needed to learn some basic concepts in Chutz La'aretz. He needed to learn what is meant to be in the world of physical, to make a parnasa, to be a shepherd, to go out to work and make some money, and to balance that world of Gashmi and Ruchni, Torah and Derech Eretz. And he stopped off for a few years to learn in basic Medrash al Shem Ve'Ever. Shem Ve'Ever, Shem represents Kedushas Hashem, Kedusha Hashem, Ruchnias, and Ever, although spelled differently, is a remes to Evarim, to the physical, the limbs. Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Ever taught a person how to live in Chutz La'aretz, how to live in the world of Gashmi, what it means to go to the city and to keep your eyes off things you shouldn't be looking at, what it means to take advantage of time. When I worked as an actuary in PricewaterhouseCoopers, the greatest lesson that I learned was the value of time. Coming from a place in yeshiva where you have 12 hours to learn and there's no sense of urgency, no place to go. So on average, I probably didn't learn 60 minutes of every hour. Whatever the calculation was, 50 minutes of every hour, battling here, battling there. But when you go to work and every moment is precious because you're trying to get a lot done and there's only so much time that allows, only so much mental strength and stamina, then every second means something. That means when you're on the train, you open up a sefer. Gemara, Mishnah, Shnai Mikra, Musar, Chasidus. When you're on the way to work and the way home, it means you take advantage. It means when you start going to work, you have to wake up much earlier. You need to wake up before the sun wakes up. You need to wake up when it's still dark outside, taking advantage of time and stealing the moments. That's what you learn in base Medrash Shel Shem Ve'Ever. You know how to go out to the workforce and be honest and not steal from the employer, from the employer's time, and make a Kiddush Hashem. And so Yaakov had to learn that message, that idea of base Medrash Shel Shem Ve'Ever. And when he fought that Malach, when he fought with that Malach and he showed how strong he actually was, how physical he really was, the Malach was astonished that Yaakov Avinu, that puny individual sitting in the Beis Medrash, was able to defeat him, because he went to Beis Medrash Shel Shem Ve'Ever. He learned what it's like to be in the world of Gashmi. And so the Arizal says, when Yaakov initially left to Chutz La'aretz, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, Hashem called him Yaakov Yaakov, a reference to Kol Kol Yaakov, the double Lashem. And the gematria of Yaakov and Yaakov equals Hasatan, points out the Arizal. Yaakov Yaakov, using Kol Kol, learning and davening, are able to ward off the Satan. But when Yaakov learned in Beis Medrash Shel Shem Ve'Ever, he learned what it's like to be in the world of the Gashmi, and to elevate it, and to conquer the Yadayim Yedei Esav. Not to be just a Kol Kol Yaakov, but a Yadayim Yedei Esav as well. To be able to engage in that world of Gashmi. So the Parim Yafos points out that the Gematria of Yaakov plus Satan, when you put the two together, it gives Yaakov his new name. It's the Gematria of Yisrael. 541. This was the new person. This was the Yisrael who defeated the Malach with a physical battle, the battle of Maisa Esav. And when the Malach realized that, he was forced to give him the bracha, because just like Yitzchak gave a bracha to the person who was in the world of Gashmi, so to the Malach gave him the bracha, because he was now in the world of Gashmi, he earned it. And says the Shla, that's what Kaf and Pach mean. Kaf and Pach have the same letters, but they're in a different order. What does that mean, they're in a different order? So a Kaf and a Pe. A Kaf is a Pam, a Kaf. And sometimes the Kaf is open, and sometimes the Kaf is closed. When the Kaf appears in the beginning of the word, it's a close. It's called a Kaf Stuma. It's closed. And when the Kaf appears at the end of the word, it's open. It's elongated. It's called a Kaf Psucha. It's open. Sometimes the hand's closed and you're stingy. Sometimes the hand is open and you're very giving. And the Pe is very similar as well. The Pe represents a Pe, mouth. Sometimes the Peh, sometimes the mouth is open, and sometimes the mouth is closed. When the Peh is the beginning of the letter of the word, it's a Peh Stuma, the Peh is closed. But when the Peh is at the end of the word, it's called a Peh Psucha. The Peh, the mouth is open. So initially Yaakov was a Kaf, Kaf Yerecha. Kaf is the Kaf is closed, the Kaf, the palm was closed, and the Peh was open, the mouth was open. That's a Kol Yaakov. When he overcame, when he learned in Beis Medrash Shem V'Ever, when he's able to conquer Hayadayim Yidei Esav, so then it turned from a Kaf to a Pach. A Pach has a small Pe. The Kol Kol Yaakov became silent and more hidden. And the Kaf at the end became elongated. It was an open Kaf, an open hand. And he was giving, he was using his hand, he was doing his Maisi Yadayim. It was a little more lasos. It was to be engaged in this world, to do mitzvahs and to do chesed, and to work with the shorish of a Kol Kol Yaakov, the Peh being still there, but closed, a little bit more closed, but turning to a Pach, into a Kaf, a wide open hand of giving. And that's what he learned, and that's what he earned from the Malach, the Kaf to the Pach. He became a person who was emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. Say little, the Peh was closed, but to do a lot, the Kaf was wide open. And that's exactly what Chanukah is. Where the Kohanim who didn't own any land in Eretz Yisrael, they were Hakol Kol Yaakov, they learned and davened all day long, but they realized that Chanukah was a time where they needed to step up. They needed to step up and use their hands and fight a battle. The Chashmonaim were Kohanim, they needed to fight and take on that Yadayim de Esav, to engage in the world of Gashmi and to uproot the Yavanim. Says Dafka the Kohanim who did the Kaf to a Pach. They turned into Pach. They closed their Peh. They knew when to close the Kol Kol Yaakov, that everyone could learn all day long, that everyone is Zoha, not everyone should. And they turned the Kaf into a Pach. They closed their Peh and they opened up their Chaf. They opened up their hands and fought and defeated them, just like Yaakov defeated the Malach of Esav. And that's why the Ramah says that you're supposed to give tzedakah on Chanukah, Pasach Tiftach is Yadcha, open up your hand, open up your Kaf, because it was a physical battle with Yadayim Yidei Esav. And the gematria of Emor Ma'at Vasei Harbe. Say little, close the Peh, and do a lot, open up your Kaf to create a Pach. The gematria of Emor Ma'at Vasei Harbe is exactly the gematria of Akol Kol Yaakov Vayadayim Yidei Esav. Plus 25 for Chaf Hei Kislev. Imirat Hashem Yishol B'Zocha. That we should find that proper balance of a Kol Kol Yaakov Yidayim De'esav. Turn our Kaf into a Pach and B'Zocha to all the brachas in this world. Have a wonderful Shabbos.